Reified Boot Camp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.
Well, hello.
It's Saturday, isn't it? I think like it's Saturday. This is the 201th Power Hour. 201st. We had 200 last week. That's pretty good. So got that going on. I want to draw your attention to a few things. First, let me get my shares ready.
Here.
So anyway, this is going to be, this title was going to be how not to create a lesson plan. So there's some things in here about some helpful tips about creating one, but in general, it's focused on what not to do. I think that's the part that's missing. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen what, if you looked at what I did when I first started, and how I prepared to become a flight instructor, I did it all wrong, like most people do. You know, I spun my wheels a lot making these lesson plans. I must have made 80, 90 of them. That was a thing. I mean, that's like the rite of passage. Completely unnecessary, by the way. Some things, yes, but not for everything. So you spin your wheels a lot if you're going to make your own. But if you're going to, and there are cases where you should make your own, like for things that are specific to you. I mean, steep turns, believe me, we've been teaching people to do steep turns for approximately 120 years. I think we have a good lesson plan somewhere out there. I don't think we need to make another one. The Air Force does it right. They say, why would I want to have lesson plans made by junior pilots, junior instructor pilots? We want the most senior people to make the lesson plan and use those. So it's just kind of the wrong way around. Now, I understand part of it is goes like this. It's like I start CFI training, then I have to study everything that I should have already studied before. The only thing is you really have to study yourself, if you did it all right, would be just the fundamentals of instructing and some endorsement stuff. You shouldn't have to learn anything about aerodynamics, about airspace, shouldn't have to learn anything about aeromedical factors, any of those technical subject areas, because those things you should have known already. And so what we do is we have people make lesson plans to plug those holes, and it's just an incredibly inefficient way to do it. You will benefit from doing that, but if you want a long road, with no light at the end of the tunnel, start doing that, right? So, we'll talk about how you can streamline that process here in a minute. And for those who've been listening to me for a long time, because we also have a podcast called Flight Training the Way I See It. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Apple. You can get anywhere you get your podcasts. We do those once a month. And I've been harping for how long? I don't know, a long time, about if you're taking the slow road to become a CFI, you're going to lose, right? You're going to lose a lot of money, a lot of time. So what happened? All right, if you haven't noticed, the airlines currently and regionals aren't hiring. They're not giving class dates because they don't have enough captains. And Boeing, of course, now you saw the strike, but Boeing can't create the airplanes they promised. So there's the retirement thing coming. So what happened, if you would have listened to me 2 years ago, you'd already been hired, right? You'd already been working. So then you only have to worry about getting...